So with that, can you begin by sharing some of your ideas on why real estate has so many tax advantages, or how you can use the tax laws to your advantage, should I say?
One of the biggest ones is real estate has this phantom expense called depreciation. And depreciation, although we call it a phantom expense, is really phantom income because it can put money in your pocket. Now, here's the deal. This is how it works. Even though we know over time real estate really does go up in value, that's called appreciation. Well, the government has created this loophole, which, remember, a loophole is just a government incentive to promote some kind of public policy. So they've allowed us to take a portion of the value and depreciate. In fact, they say that a residential property in 27 and a half years is worthless. Now, we know that's not true, but what that does is creates a write-off you can take every single year against the cash flow you get from property. What a great deal.
And by the way, Diane's book is called Loopholes of the Rich. It's on the Rich Dad Advisor series. So this is a legal loophole, but depreciation to most people sounds like a loss. It sounds like I'm losing money. And what you're really saying, it's a way a real estate investor is gaining income.
Exactly. The fact is, when I use that word phantom, the fact is we get to take a deduction that isn't real. We're not having to write a check for that expense. The government says you get to take this write-off, this deduction against your income. That's why it really is putting money in your pocket, because you get a write-off you don't have to write a check for, but the government lets you to deduct it from your income, so you end up paying less tax. That's real money.
So the way you're saying is this, let's say, to make it simple, I'm making $1,000 a month, and I have $300 in depreciation from my real estate. So I'm allowed to take the $300 against the $1,000, and I come up with $700 taxable income. That's where you get the money from.
Exactly. And remember that $300 isn't real money. That's the big key here. It really is a government incentive. Of course, we need to caution everyone. You need to find out for your own circumstances if this is going to work. There are a few limitations, and you need to have a good qualified CPA advising you on this.
That's very good advice.